on them. I help her, both of us yanking the harnesses, and then I hear a slap and the horse bolts out of the stable and into the night. An engine fires up, and I look around the corner, seeing Caleb sitting in the digger and trying to move through the snow toward the water tower. I freeze. He's going... Oh, shit. Caleb! I yell, but then I fall silent, knowing he's right. It's the only way. We have to get the horses out of here, though. Tiernan dives back inside, and I follow her, going for Ruffian as she hurries for Shawnee. Heat engulfs us as the crackles of the fire surround us, and I hear a moan in the barn as the rafters probably start to give way. Jesus! Tiernan, go! I bellow. Get out of here! I slap Ruffian, sending him running out the door, but a loud scream pierces the air and I whip around, seeing Tiernan pinned in the stall doorway as Shawnee squeezes past her. Smoke billows as blood trickles down the wood and she cries out, slapping the horse again. Shawnee goes running and I leap out of his way as he races past me and then scurry over to Tiernan. Blood pours down her left arm and I grab her, wrapping my arm around her. We cough, spilling out of the stable, and Tiernan falls to the ground as something creaks and tips behind me. I spin around, just in time to see Caleb slam the digger into the wooden water tower, giving it more and more power until the tank tips over and water sloshes, and then it spills, cascading over the barn and stable and dousing the flames. My shoulders fall, the wind nipping at my lips and ears as I watch the glow die, the smoke pour into the air, and the fire slowly extinguish. Exhaling, I turn and drop to my knees. Tiernan. Taking her arm in one hand and her face in the other, I tip her chin up. Look at me, I tell her. She blinks her eyes open, flurries kicking up from all the ruckus and lifting across her eyelashes. Her blood drips over my fingers and I slowly turn her arm, seeing the slice in the skin on her upper arm. Blood spills from the wound and I squeeze her arm, trying to stop the flow, but she hisses, her eyes watering. How'd you know how to slap the horses? I ask, trying to take her mind off the pain.
I didn't, she chokes out. It's just what they do in the movies.
I laugh to myself. She's shivering. We need to get her inside.
How'd the fire start?
She asks, looking over my shoulder. I shook my head. Could have been electrical, could have been the furnace, who knows?
He'll blame us.
He'll definitely blame us, I grumble, putting her good arm around my neck and lifting her to her feet again. You did good, though. I look in her eyes. No hesitation, she went straight for the horses. Scaring the shit out of me, yes, but she was brave. Just don't do that again, okay? I ask her. I start to help her toward the house, but Caleb suddenly appears, sweeps her into his arms and away from me, jerking his chin from me to the barn. I don't have time to argue before he turns and carries her back to the house. Her pained eyes locked only on him as they go. I clench my jaw, watching them disappear into the house. And then I turn around to clean up the fucking mess in the barn, like I'm told.
Chapter 23 Tiernan. I suck in air between my teeth. The gash is too deep. Letting out a sob, I turn my face away from the blood as Caleb inspects my arm. What do I do? We're miles over snow and dangerous roads from any hospital, and it hurts. What if it gets infected? My knees shake. I want Jake here. After Caleb brought me inside, he sat me down on the kitchen table, wrapped up my arm, and started a fire before running back outside to help Noah. The fire looked all but extinguished, but they had to get the animals back inside shelter, and since the shop was the only thing still fully intact and not drenched in smoke, I watched through the kitchen window as they loaded hay into the garage and brought in the animals. They left the bay door cracked for fresh air, but that wouldn't stop the noxious mess Jake was going to come home to in a couple days. God, he's going to be pissed. Half his barn is now useless, and the shop will smell like horse shit soon. But hey, at least the animals will enjoy a temperature-controlled environment for a while. The poor dogs pace around the kitchen table, looking at me with worry. Caleb squeezes my arm, and an ache courses deep as it stings. Caleb, I beg. I don't know if it really hurts that much or if I'm just scared. I can't get to a doctor if I need one. Turning, I meet his eyes, his brow etched as he grabs a clean towel and presses my hand to it for pressure as he goes to the cabinets above the fridge. Jesus fucking Christ, I hear Noah growl and the front door slam shut. We've never had a fire up here, not once. He throws open the cabinet next to the sink and pulls out the bottle of Cuervo they keep there. Except that time I shot a flaming arrow into the gasoline jug when I was 12, but I kind of knew that was going to happen, he mumbles. The only thing that got damaged then was my hide. I want to laugh, but I don't have the energy. My hand wets with the blood soaking through the towel as my legs dangle over the edge of the table. I hear the tequila slosh behind me as Noah downs a couple swallows, and I look over, seeing Caleb throw a red tin box on the table. My pulse kicks up a notch, but instead of coming back to the table, he walks behind me, and I hear the sink turn on. I look over my shoulder, seeing him wash his hands. My stomach churns and knots, and I bite my lip. Here, Noah nudges me, the cool glass bottle hitting my shoulder. Drink this. I shake my head. I can't stomach anything right now. Caleb comes over and opens the box, pulling out various tools. Were you guys awake? I ask, looking between them. I mean, thank God you caught the fire in time. Noah's gaze flashes to Caleb, but neither of them answers. Caleb takes my arm, gently pulling off the sticky towel, and I groan, a tear spilling over. Changing my mind, I grab the bottle out of Noah's hand and throw it back, gulping down two huge swallows. The burn scorches my throat and I cough, someone taking the bottle out of my hand again, and I dry heave, ready to fucking throw up. That's nasty. But I grab the bottle again and force down another shot. Caleb leans over the box, pulling out a needle and thread, and I watch, the tequila blazing a path to my stomach as he uses some sort of clamp to thread the needle and then flick a lighter under it, sanitizing it. What the fuck? And then it hits me. Oh no. I shake my head. Caleb, no. He shoots his eyes up to me, his dark green gaze unflinching. But his stomach, the top half of his body bare, because he never got completely dressed when he ran outside, tightens with his heavy breaths, almost like he's nervous. He takes my arm, clenching his jaw, and presses his fingers into my arm, pinching the torn skin back together. I cry out. No, Caleb, stop! I can't do this. I turn my face away, sucking in breaths. You have to do it, Noah says, handing me the bottle again. If you don't, you might get an infection, and then you'll wish you were dead. I down another swallow of the tequila. Caleb's eyes meet mine once more, and then his fingers, red and stained with my blood, pinch the skin closed again as he sticks the needle through. My stomach churns and I shake, a cold sweat hitting me as he pulls the thread through. I bite my bottom lip until I taste blood. Noah, I sob. It fucking hurts. I want Jake. They don't know what they're doing. Isn't there a super glue thing now? You know, where you glue your skin together? Caleb pulls the thread tight, a searing snake bite hitting my arm, and I clench my teeth, tears hanging and threatening to fall. Fuck. Noah hands me the bottle again, but I push it away. My stomach is warm, and I feel the lightness in my head, but I'm about to fucking throw up. I take deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling, and trying to calm my damn stomach, but Caleb sticks the needle through my flesh again, and I can feel the blood spilling down my arm as white-hot pain shoots off through my body. Please, I cry. Please stop. I shove him away, trying to get his hand off my arm. I can't do this. We have to wait. Jake will know what to do. I can't do this. I won't lay eyes on a doctor for 5 more months. What if the pain never goes away? What if it doesn't heal? I pry his hands off me. Get off me, I growl. It hurts. He stands up, and before I know I can tell what's happening, his hand whips across my face, and my neck twists so hard, a tendon nearly snaps. My eyes pop wide, my mouth falls open, and I stop crying, pulling in a breath as I sit there, my ears ringing and my body frozen. What the fuck? He hit me. He hit me. He plants his fists on the sides of my thighs and leans down into my face, and it takes a moment to get my bearings again because the room is spinning. What the fuck? I snarl and turn back around. I raise my hand and slap him back, his head barely jerking with the attack. You hit me! I scream, anger hardening in my gut. I shove him in the chest with both hands, hitting him again. But you're not in pain anymore, are you? Noah says in my ear behind me. I glare at Caleb, but I process Noah's words, focusing on the feeling in my arm. The pain is there, but it's dulled, the rage in my head too strong right now. I don't feel sick anymore. My breathing turns shallow, and I stare at Caleb, who's still leaning down into me. But he doesn't wait for my shock to wear off. He sits back down in the chair and jerks his chin at Noah, as if signaling something, and pinches me again, puncturing the skin with the needle. Noah climbs on the table behind me, wrapping an arm around my waist and threading a hand into the back of my scalp. He fists my hair, and I wince at the sting, but exhale as the focus is taken off the pain in my arm. Caleb pulls the thread tight, and I close my eyes, sweat breaking out all over my body at the onslaught. Jesus fuck. Caleb threads, Noah's fist tightens, and I let my head fall back against him, turning my lips into his neck to cry. Again and again, two more times, and my stomach rolls. I heave. Caleb, I beg. He darts his eyes up to me, and I look at him, nodding. Just do it. Just. His brows pinch, and he breathes hard, but he rises, hesitating only a moment before he claps me again. I cry out, squeezing my eyes shut and making tears stream down my face. I blow out a long, slow breath as the world spins. Hands suddenly cup my face, caressing so softly now, like feathers, and then a mouth is on mine, gently kissing my lips. He nibbles and soothes, his teeth grabbing hold of my bottom lip and making my blood warm all the way down to my toes. Heat fills my body, and it's like I'm floating. His tongue touches mine, scorching, and, oh God, I'm weightless. It tastes so good. I run my hands up his stomach and chest, and I start to circle my legs around him, but I stop myself. Finn, I stammer in a whisper. Finn, finish it. Just finish it, please. The lips leave me, and I turn my head as the needle pokes through, and I let out a cry, but it's lost in Noah. His mouth is on mine now, and I scream as he just holds me, and I shake. Shit. Tiernan, he whispers. Shh. The fire on his clothes wafts around me, and the next thing I know, he's burying his face in my neck, not kissing, as he squeezes the front of my throat. Harder, I gasp. He sinks his teeth into my neck, squeezing me, and just as I feel the pinch of Caleb's needle, I grab the back of Noah's head and turn into him, breathing in and out hard against his lips. Tiernan, Noah whispers, and I taste salt, but I'm not sure if it's his tear or mine. I love you. You're so fucking ours. We love you. He kisses my cheek and my forehead as Caleb works, and I try to calm my breathing as the tingles from his mouth on my skin sink in. A bottle grazes my lips, and I take another drink as Caleb bites off the thread, cleans the blood off my arm, and wraps me up with a bandage. The alcohol starts to warm my insides, the pain in my arm less sharp than it was. My cheek burns, though. I open my eyes wide, drawing in a deep breath. You could have warned me, I tell Caleb, my voice thick with tears as I stare down at him. You could have hit me anywhere else. Why the face? He closes the kit and rises, taking the bloody gauze to the trash. I set the bottle down and slide off the table. Cece Diggins came out of the cave with you at the waterfall with a bloody nose that day. What? Noah hops off the table, too. But Caleb doesn't acknowledge me. I stare at his back as he washes his hands at the sink. His muscles flex, and his breathing is slow and methodical. Too calm. Doesn't he want to defend himself? She could be telling the truth. I've seen him abusive. Throwing things, spitting, not taking no for an answer. He slapped me without any hesitation tonight. But the dogs love him most, don't they? They follow him, sleep with him, and make him smile when he doesn't think we see. He's always ready to stand in front of me and keep me from harm. He tries to connect, like when I was sketching. No matter what snide comment Noah makes or what his father demands from him in his harsh tone, he doesn't say anything or start a fight. He just does whatever he has to do so people will leave him alone. I look away, shaking my head. This is what women do, though, isn't it? Look for meaning in the tiniest details to mean more than they do. The corners of my mouth twitch as my eyes sting. Caleb, I whisper, begging. But it's Noah who speaks up. Cece Diggins would say anything for attention. She was bleeding, I clarify. She didn't know I would see her. He doesn't hit women, Tiernan. Noah passes me, pulling the ibuprofen out of the cabinet. Unless they're hysterical and keeping him from saving their lives, he replies, dumping a couple tablets into my hand and meeting my eyes. You told him to do it. I stick the pills in my mouth and swallow them dry, feeling them scratch against my throat. Yeah, I told him to. The second time. I told him to hit me, partly because it dulled the pain and partly because... I drop my eyes. Partly because I liked it. I liked the anger and the desire to hit him back, because even though it hurt, I was here. I was in it, and I never wanted it to stop. I never wanted that feeling to stop. Pain always reminds us that we're alive, and the fear along with it that we want to stay that way. Caleb is like that. If nothing else, he reminds me that I'm more than I think I am. But when he held my face after the slap and kissed me so softly, my heart immediately sank into my belly, and I forgot everything. I forgot why I should keep as far away from him as I can. I run my hand through my hair, chewing on my lip as the alcohol dulls the pain in my arm. I want Jake, I whisper to myself. What if this still gets infected? He would know what to do. They can't handle this. Volatile, irresponsible. He's not who had your tongue in his mouth minutes ago, Noah spits out, looking over his shoulder at me as he fills a pitcher. You liked us then. I shift on my feet, looking away. But he turns, wiping his hands on a towel. You know, it just occurred to me. His eyes crinkle as he studies me. I'm actually the only man in this house who hasn't hit you, he states, and I'm the one you don't want. What the fuck is wrong with you? I narrow my eyes as his words hit. That's not... what? I don't... Maybe if I take you over my knee too, you'll get wet, he asks. And then my face falls. He saw us. He saw his father spanking me that night. My heart thumps in my chest, and I watch him shake his head, the first actual sign of disdain I've seen come off Noah, and it's directed at me. He's pissed now. My mind goes back to moments ago, Caleb's lips so gentle, and Noah's mouth so warm. Moments ago, he loved me. I love you. You're so fucking ours. We love you. I think he was even crying, because he hated me hurting that much and hated not being able to take the pain away. My arm still throbs, but I feel better than I did. They took care of me, not Jake. They handled this. Noah thinks I don't see him. He turns around to fill another pitcher as Caleb cleans the table, and I stare at them both, barely noticing when the lights go out. The kitchen goes black. The outdoor lights outside the window dying in the storm as well, and the boys stop what they're doing as the snow falls in the dark night and the house goes silent. Noah throws a hand towel down. Jesus fuck. Caleb stalks out of the kitchen, heading to the laundry room, and I watch Noah pull off his shirt and toss it down as he works the faucet. All we've got left is the hot water in the tank, he gripes. Fuck! I ball my fists, my arms feeling so empty all of a sudden. I take a step, slowly walking up behind Noah, and I slide my arms around his waist. Noah is always warm, I say in a low voice. He's the one I love to talk to. He stills, and I rest my forehead in his back as my arms wrap around him and my hands touch his warm torso. I see you. He's the one who smiles at me and always makes me feel like my lungs are full. The wind blows through the attic, creaking through the quiet, dark house, and he's barely breathing. My arms fit around him perfectly, and I love to watch him cook. I just want to stay in the kitchen and watch him all the time. I smile to myself, breathing in his scent. He smells good enough to eat, and I didn't want him to leave the shower that day before we went fishing. I wanted him to touch me. His chest caves, and I look down to see his fists curl into the wooden counter. I swallow. I even fantasized about it, I whisper. About us in the shower, hiding in there every morning and keeping our secret. He whips around, anger straining his face. He grabs me under my arms and lifts me up on my tiptoes. I gasp as he brings us nose to nose. I was so wet for you on the couch the night of my birthday, I whisper between us. So wet. I do want you. Something clanks on the floor behind me, and Noah glares down at me, looking like he's about to lose his mind. He looks like Caleb when he looks at me like this. Lifting me up, he plops me down in a tin tub, my toes curling into the rusty surface. Don't talk anymore, he says. It sounds like a threat, though. I tense. I have to. Shh. He releases me, pressing his finger to my mouth. All the air rushes out of me. His eyes pierce, and I don't know what he's going to do, but I know what he wants. This Noah kind of scares me. My thighs clench. I have to go to the bathroom. But I'm not leaving. I don't want to break the spell. Caleb stands off to my side, and all I can see are his legs, because I'm too scared to look at his face. I shift on my feet in the tub. The tin tub. I think to myself, the pitchers of hot water. This is a bath. Noah lifts the hem of my shirt, pausing just a moment to give me time to stop him, but I just stare at the floor as he finally lifts it over my head. I hear his intake of breath as the cool air hits my breasts and my shirt falls to the floor. Caleb's eyes burn my skin from where he stands in the darkness, and I can barely breathe. Yes. The silvery feeling between my legs grows heavier, and I rub my thighs together. Slowly, Noah smooths my hair, parting it on the back, and I stand there as he braids it. Don't want to give you a wet head, he says, strained. My nipples harden to points as he braids one side and then the other, Caleb starting to circle me like a shark. I still wear the ribbon I stole from his room. Noah wraps one of the cheap rubber bands from the drawer around the final tail and plays, flipping up my braids. She's cute like this, he tells Caleb. Don't you think? The tails tickle my skin, and I look up in time to see Noah wet his thumb and then rub circles on my left nipple, toying with the sharp little point. I groan, crossing my legs against the burn. I'm gonna pee my pants. Then the pants have to go, he replies calmly. I close my eyes for a moment. I'm not sure if I have to go to the bathroom or I'm just nervous. He lowers to one knee and looks up at me as he pulls my shorts down. I step out of them, feeling Caleb like a threat as he stops and watches. Noah reaches up again, taking my light blue silk panties and pulling them down my legs, my body bare for them. I look up at Caleb. He stares, every muscle in his arms flexed with his fists curled as his eyes trail down my body. It doesn't look like he's breathing. Noah pours water into the tub and then rises, both of them circling me. My pulse races, and it feels like they're going to pounce any second. Water sloshes at my ankles, and I hear Noah behind me as Caleb stops in front of me, running a finger down my torso and stopping just below my panty line. I shiver. A hot cloth hits the back of my neck, and I hear the suds bubble and pop as Noah squeezes the cloth. "Do you mind this, baby Vanderberg?" I shake my head, my eyes rolling into the back of my head. He runs the hot cloth down my back and back up to my shoulders. It feels so good. "What would you do without us?" Noah leans into my ear, whispering. I lean my head back against him, closing my eyes. "We take care of her pretty good," he tells Caleb, reaching around me to squeeze hot water over my breasts. "She doesn't need daddy, do you?" Caleb takes my leg, bringing my foot up to rest on his knee as he washes me. Running the cloth up my thigh, he dips inside, close, but not there, and I moan. "That's it," Noah bites my ear. "Good girl." Giving me the cloth, he uses his hands and soaps both my breasts, massaging them in circles. A pool of heat settles between my legs, and I want more. I want their hands everywhere. Noah takes my hand with the cloth and pushes it down low. "Clean your pussy." I bite my bottom lip, but I follow directions. Using the cloth, I slip between my legs and squeeze it for more soap, washing myself. Caleb brings up my other leg, bathing me, but his eyes are on my hand, watching me soap up my bare pussy. "Get it wet again?" I ask him, holding out the cloth. He dips it into the water and hands it back to me, his chest rising and falling hard as he watches me wash myself and water drip down my legs. His hard eyes don't blink, and a groan escapes him. I look down, seeing his cock straining against his jeans. "Is it clean?" Noah asks. For a moment, I think he's asking me, until Caleb dives in, his hot tongue licking the length of my slit to check. I shudder. "Fuck." I grab Caleb's head, keeping him there, and Noah twists mine to the side, taking my mouth. Caleb licks and sucks while Noah takes my breath, making it impossible to breathe. "God, don't stop." "Say yes to us," Noah whispers against my mouth. I stare up at him, quiet for a moment. "If we do this, we might not be able to come back from it. I don't want to lose them. I..." Caleb's mouth works its way inside, and I thread my fingers through his hair as he licks and sucks my clit. Noah jostles my chin. "Open your mouth, Tiernan," he orders. I do, and he sinks his tongue inside, his kiss tingling all the way down to my toes. "Say yes to us," he says again. Caleb comes back in, grabbing my ass in both hands and yanking me into him. His mouth covers my pussy. I whimper. "Yes," I pant. "Yes." Noah releases me and growls. "Fuck yeah." Caleb rises, lifts me up by the backs of my thighs, and I wrap my dripping arms and legs around him, meeting his eyes. "Mine." In a few months, the snow will melt and the world will invade us again. But right now, they're mine. For this one winter, they're mine. Our noses touch, and Caleb opens his mouth like he's going to say something, but then he just kisses my forehead. Flutters go off in my stomach. I love it when he does that. He turns, carrying us to bed. I hug him to me, watching Noah follow us through the dark house, and I bury my nose in Caleb's neck, inhaling him. I want this. I want them. I want him. Caleb is a bully and a baby, but so am I, and I want him to talk to me, but sometimes I think he already does and I just don't hear. The tight way his arm is around my waist, how safe I feel with his other hand holding my head and the crook of his neck. The way he smells my hair and pulls me out of harm's way, even when I think I barely exist to him. He always knows what's happening and where I am. Tears burn my eyes as I think of the last few months, giving me his meat at dinner, giving me his lap when my seat was wet, and taking me away from Cece and Terrence on the dance floor. He's always thinking of me. That's how he talks to me. "Caleb," I whisper in his ear, trailing kisses down from his temple to his jaw to his neck. He exhales and lifts me up higher, gripping my ass as we reach the second floor. I look down at him, our lips almost touching. He opens the door, Noah squeezing past, because Caleb and I are lost in each other for a moment. The door at the top of the stairs creaks open, and I can hear Noah breathing from here. "Get her ass up here," he breathes out. "I'm dying." I dart out my tongue, licking Caleb's lip before sinking into his mouth. I move over his lips, nibbling and tasting, as he closes the bottom door and climbs the steps up to his bedroom. My heart swells, and I almost want to laugh or cry because there's too much going on inside me. We reach the top, that door closing too. The fire burns, and the air is warm, Caleb's smell making my skin hum. My pussy clenches, feeling his big bed looming behind me. I start to lower my feet to the floor, but all of a sudden, Noah wraps his arms around my torso and pulls me back into him instead. My toes touch the hardwood floor, and I stare at Caleb as his brother whispers in my ear. "He could be gone days," he says, reaching around and pinching my clit between his fingers. "Days, Tiernan." I arch my back, the little pain and the promise of what they could do to me in their father's absence, sending a shockwave through my body. Fuck yes. The pain in my arm is gone, and I can't feel anything other than my heartbeat right now. Breaking away, I stumble backward, my lungs getting smaller. I can't get enough air. They face me, slowly stalking toward me, Caleb rubbing his cock through his jeans. The backs of my knees hit the bed, and I fall to my ass, hitting the sheets. Crawling back, I move over the bed on my hands and knees, watching them come for me. "We took care of you," Noah says, quirking a smile as he rubs himself through his jeans too. "Now take care of us." He rushes me, coming in, catching me and cupping my face as both of us fall to the bed. I land on my back, my head hitting the pillow as Noah lies at my side. "Noah," I let out a small cry.
"Shh."
"I'm scared," I whisper. Caleb circles the bed, watching as Noah strokes my hair. He threads my braid through his fingers.
"We're going to fuck you, baby."
His hand dips between my legs, and Caleb grabs my ankle, pulling my thighs apart. Noah sinks two fingers inside me, and I gasp as they slip in easily, wet as I am. Noah's lips find mine, and he kisses as he pumps his fingers slowly.
"Wider, baby," he begs.
I spread both thighs wider as his tongue moves in my mouth and then moves to my breasts, sucking and biting my nipple. I look up at Caleb as I move into his brother's hand, seeking his fingers out and wanting to move at my pace.
"Goddamn," Noah grits out. "Man, she's tight."
He fills me, but I want him deeper. I'm craving more. His body, his muscles. I want it all fucking me.
"Don't stop," I groan. "God, he feels good.
But more. I need more." I take his face, bringing his mouth to mine, and he keeps fingering me as his mouth moves over mine, teasing me down to my belly. Something knocks him, breaking the kiss, and before I can open my eyes,
Caleb's lips are on mine, kissing me hard from above. Noah sinks into my neck, kissing behind my ear, and I grapple for Caleb's belt, trying to unfasten it. He stops me, though, and I open my eyes to see him rise off the bed and undo it himself. Noah follows, standing up and dropping his pants, his belt hitting the floor. He pauses a moment, staring down at me, and my pussy wants his fingers back, or something. I drop my eyes, seeing his cock sticking straight out like a steel rod, and I shoot up, the ribbon still in my hair dangling over my temple. I open my mouth, wanting to taste him, but he pushes me back down, coming down on top of me and pulling the sheet over us. "I'm first," he growls over my mouth. He reaches over and I hear the drawer open as he takes something out. His dick nudges my pussy and I grind into it, so fucking ready to have him inside me. "Tiernan, stop that." He bares his teeth, frustrated, and tears the condom open before reaching down and slipping it on. I kiss his jaw a million times, wrapping my arms around him and then dragging his bottom lip out between my teeth. He fits his cock at my entrance, rises up to look down at me, and grabs my hip, thrusting himself inside. I stretch, tight around his cock, and squeeze my eyes shut as he hits my spot deep. I whimper. "Jesus Christ," he groans, his face twisted in pain. He breathes hard and fast as he pulls out and thrusts back in. "She's so damn tight. Jesus." I hold his hips, dragging my nails over his skin as I spread my thighs wider. Noah is always warm. He's the one who smiles at me and always makes me feel like my lungs are full. "You feel so good," I say quietly. "Don't stop, Noah." He smiles and comes down, squeezing a breast as he starts to pump his hips faster and harder. "You keep talking and I'll come too soon," he tells me, amusement in his voice. I seek his lips and take them with mine, kissing him slow and deep as we fuck in his brother's bed. Sliding out, he thrusts quickly back inside me, and I squeeze his hips, guiding him and rolling my hips into him to meet each move. I moan as we kiss, the world around me spinning. His hand moves over my body, touching me everywhere, and his mouth grazes my forehead. "Such a good girl, Tiernan," he whispers as his lips dip to suck on my nipples next. I hold his head to me, his words making me want to smile. He knows I'm not a good girl. I'm a bad one, but I'm their bad one. I moan, arching my back for his mouth and how good his dick feels. He comes back up, thrusting harder, and my pussy clenching around him as my orgasm crests. "We're so fucking lucky," he gasps, kissing my nose and lips. "Such a sweet little cunt." I moan, both of us moving in sync as our pace quickens and I start to come. But then I look up, seeing Caleb. My body stills, but Noah keeps going, barely noticing. Caleb stands in the dark corner, his jeans unfastened, but still on as he watches me. I hold on to Noah as my body moves up and down the mattress with his thrusts, Caleb's eyes on me, turning me on even more. My pussy contracts, I don't blink, and my body tenses, every muscle tightening as I come. I cry out, looking at Caleb as I shudder and shake, struggling for breath. The orgasm rocks through me, his eyes not faltering as his brother fucks me, and my pussy warms as I grow wetter. I want to know what he's thinking. I want him to know what this means to me, and loving them is the only time I feel brave. I flip Noah and me over, pinning him on his back as I straddle him. Now it's Caleb's turn. Noah sucks in air through his teeth, grappling for my body, but I don't stay there. Spinning around, I give him my ass and look over my shoulder at Caleb, so he can watch. I reach underneath me, fit Noah back inside, and lower myself onto him again. Slowly, I roll my hips, looking back at him still standing in the corner as I ride his brother. Noah's cock slips in and out, and he fists my ass in both his hands, grunting. "Fuck, Tiernan," he groans. He bends his knees up so I can lean into them while I move, but I hold Caleb's eyes. "I want to see you happy." I take out my braids, leaving just the ribbon, and his gaze trails down my back to my ass as it moves, rolling in and out on top of another man. I crook my finger, and I swear I see a small smile. He comes over, and I point to the space on the bed in front of me. Figuring out what I mean, he walks to the end of the mattress and drops his jeans, climbing onto the bed and kneeling at the end. I look down, my heart skipping a beat and my mouth going dry as I take him in. I didn't get much of a view that day in the barn. Fucking Noah, I lean forward and take Caleb in my mouth, his long, thick muscle hard as a rock. I fist the base because I can't take it all and suck him slow and gentle, licking and teasing with my tongue. He threads his fingers through my hair and I rock on Noah, our moans filling the room as the winter rages outside. Using my good arm to prop myself up, I stroke him softly as I trail kisses up his abs, reveling in his smooth, tight skin and his taste. Diving back down, I sink my mouth down him farther and farther, feeling him tap the back of my throat. He jerks, a strangled groan leaving his throat. I move up and down him, rolling my ass for Noah as I suck on Caleb, every once in a while stopping to suck on his tip, tasting a little of his cum. Noah digs his fingers into my hips, pumping me from the bottom, and I know he's about to come. But Caleb grabs me and pulls me off his straining cock, kissing my mouth fierce and hard. He climbs off the bed, pulling me with him, and shoves me back at the bed, facing Noah this time. I narrow my eyes, not understanding. What? He pushes into me from behind, forcing me back on the bed, and I climb on his brother, regular cowgirl this time. I slide back onto Noah, Caleb pushing me forward onto his brother's body. I stop breathing for a moment. What is he? Then I feel it. Him, behind me, between our legs, his fingers press into my other place. I tense up. I'm down with a lot, but I don't think this is a good idea. Caleb pulls me up and turns my face to him, guiding my hips. I move on Noah, holding Caleb's eyes as he taunts my ass, working the tip of his finger inside me. I swallow, tightening up, but he moves my hand to my pussy, telling me to prime myself. I rub my clit in soft, slow circles, and that's where we stay for a minute. Noah pawing my tits as I play with myself, and Caleb's finger rests inside me. Slowly, I relax, and after a couple minutes, I start backing up into it, my orgasm building again. His finger feels good. It feels bad, but in all the good ways. Gently, he pushes me forward, and I dive into Noah's mouth, moving up and down on his cock. Caleb's dick presses into me, crowning me, and I let out a long breath, moving into it as he pushes just inside. Liquid fire courses through me, and I suck in air through my teeth as he slides in very slowly. Breath by breath, he sinks deeper inside, and I take it slowly, adjusting and relaxing. "Good girl," Noah says. "I warned you." I breathe out a weak laugh. "Yeah, you did. He told me Caleb wanted it this way." My body accepts them both, and slowly we start to move. Noah cups one breast and holds my neck with the other hand, while Caleb takes the other breast and grips my hip. I roll down Noah, taking Caleb inside and sway back, sliding Caleb out as I take Noah in. I close my eyes, arching my back and jutting out my ass for Caleb. Caleb thrusts into me, our pace quickly speeding up, and after a moment, the boys are doing all the work. Noah fucks me from the bottom, while Caleb slams into my ass again and again, everything filled, and my body on fire. "You like it?" Noah asks. I nod, delirious with pleasure. "Yeah." Caleb fucks my ass but brings me up to kiss him, everything about his lips soft and sweet. He looks at me, both boys not letting up as they take what they want. But for me, time stands still. His gaze holds mine as he caresses my face, and I feel like he wants to say so much, but he won't. I feel it, though. I feel safe. "Caleb," I mouth over his lips. "Do this again to me tomorrow." He nods and buries his mouth in my neck. I smile. They massage my breasts, and I struggle to keep my moans in check. God, what is Jake going to say or do? "Our little secret," Noah says, coming up to suck on my nipple. "Our sweet little secret." I kiss Caleb as Noah kisses me, and I hold his head to my body, loving his tongue on my flesh. Skin on skin fills the room as my ass slaps into Caleb and Noah tenses under me, groaning. I drag my nails up my thighs as Noah thrusts into me and comes, and Caleb holds my face to him, staring hard at me as we fuck. I tighten around him, feeling my orgasm coming again, and I rub my clit to help it along. My body warms, my nerves firing inside me as the sensation of both holes filled drives me over the edge. I scream, coming as Caleb grips my hair and thrusts into me harder, burying himself to the hilt. "Oh, God," I cry out. My breasts bob as he rides my ass, and I can't take any more. I fall forward. The only thing keeping me up is him holding my hair. He grunts, lets out short breaths, and punches hard, gasping for air as he spills inside of me. "God," I gasp, shaking. Sweat trickles down my back, and Caleb releases me, letting me fall onto Noah. Our wet bodies stick, but I don't care. Noah wraps his arms around me as Caleb tries to calm down behind me, his hand pressing into my lower back. I close my eyes, sated and high. I have no idea what tomorrow brings, but I can't bring myself to care. I'm exactly where I want to be, and for tonight at least, I'm staying. L.A. and my life there once upon a time is a million miles away. This is my home. A while later, the fire crackles as Noah sleeps soundly and Caleb holds me to his body. I drift in and out, hearing the wind blow, but I'm warm and safe inside. Something tugs at my hair ever so gently, and I vaguely register soft silk dragging over my forehead. I blink my eyes open to see Caleb fist my red ribbon in his hand and reach under his head, stuffing it back inside his pillowcase. I smile, holding back my laugh, and go back to sleep. Chapter 24. Tiernan. I wake up, the morning light falling across my face, and jerk, squeezing my eyes shut again as I turn over. But as I roll onto my left arm, pain shoots down to my fingertips, and everything comes flooding back all at once. I groan, shooting up in bed. The sheet falls to my waist as I look around the room, Caleb's room, and I see that I'm alone. I look down at my bandaged arm, seeing blood seeping through. God, what was I thinking last night? An ache rocks through my head and I flinch, rubbing the back of my neck. After the fire and the injury, I decided to lose my mind and... Images flash of the three of us, and I shake my head clear. I can't face it. Not yet. Not that I didn't absolutely love everything that happened in here last night, but I shouldn't have done it. Jesus. I stumble out of the bed, my legs weak as I grab for the first piece of clothing I find on the floor. I need some ibuprofen and a shower. My entire body is on fire. The time on the clock on the bedside table flashes 2:16 a.m., but I know it's later than that. They must have gotten the electricity working again. Thank goodness. I slip on the black t-shirt, Caleb's scent wafting over me, and goosebumps spread down my legs, remembering how good he felt. And for a moment, I'm almost lost again. My heart aches a little, still feeling his eyes, his mouth, his arms. Something starts beeping from outside, and I blink, hearing the digger. It makes that sound when it's put in reverse. They must be dealing with the damage. I leave the room, heading downstairs, and I glance through Noah's open door as I head into the bathroom. His room is empty. It's unlike him to be up and doing chores at this time of day, willingly at least. He must be pretty scared of his father. How did the fire start? Now that I have a clear head, it doesn't make sense. They've lived up here their whole lives. Jake taught them how to be diligent in turning off machinery and not leaving fires to burn unattended. I step softly into the bathroom and reach behind the shower curtain, turning on the water. It must be something we didn't realize was a problem. Like Noah said, something electrical, maybe. Leaning against the sink, I lift my arm a little, whimpering as it aches. The muscles are tight, and I look down at it, starting to unwrap the gauze. But I hear steps enter the bathroom, and I look up, seeing Caleb. Showered, shaved, dressed in clean jeans and a navy blue t-shirt, and my cheeks warm, thinking about how I loved everything about him last night. And here I am, dirty, hair hanging in my face, and a night's worth of blood and sweat on me. Not just my sweat, either. He carries the red tin and comes over, sitting it down and pushing my hair back, inspecting my face. My skin warms at his touch, and as he turns my head, caressing my cheek, it takes me a minute to figure out what he's doing. The slaps. He's making sure I'm not bruised. I stare at his mouth, wishing I could have heard his voice last night. I almost thought I did a couple times. I reach up, touching his cheek too, starting to believe I imagined everything I felt coming off him last night. But he turns away, pulling back a little. My hand stays there, suspended, as he drops his own and starts rummaging through the tin. Tears springs to my eyes. The old Caleb is back. Caleb, I murmur. He doesn't make eye contact, his eyes narrowed as he removes the rest of the old bandages and starts cleaning the stitches. I don't know what you were saying last night, I tell him, but I felt it. He sits me down on the edge of the tub and squats down, wrapping a new bandage around my arm. I stare at him, the shame starting to creep in when he won't look at me. It didn't feel bad last night. I didn't feel the shame then. Now he's probably wondering what schedule the sled is on, who gets me on Thursdays, on Tuesdays. Do we meet in my bed or do I come to yours? I try to swallow through my dry mouth, tears welling. I felt it, I whisper again. I felt him and how it was perfect and how I wanted him to fold me up inside him forever. It was a perfect moment when all of me aligned for one fucking instant and I felt full and strong. Those moments are rare. His lips twitch, his hands slowing. But then he finds his focus again, securing the bandage around my arm. I reach out. Slowly, I lift my right arm, almost like I'm holding out my hand for a dog to sniff when I greet it. I feel him still as the back of my hand glides up his face, and I hold my breath. I just want to know it was real. I was his in those moments. Finally, he closes his eyes, exhales, and leans into my hand, giving in. A lump lodges in my throat, but I hold back the tears as I caress his temple. I don't want to fight with you anymore, I tell him. I'll leave, okay? You don't have to fear me. His eyes open, his brows etched with pain, but he doesn't look at me. I'll leave. I won't ruin this home for you. I won't hurt you, I whisper. I promise I'll leave. Just let us have this time. He shakes his head, and I don't know what he's trying to say now, but just when I think he's going to jump to his feet and leave, his head falls, sinking into my lap. I still, looking down at him. His black hair that's not really black now that I can be close enough to him to see it's a shade above. The tattoo stretching from under his ear and going down his neck vertically, but even this close, the cursive is still too fine to read. It doesn't matter. Caleb has things to say. He just doesn't need everyone to hear. Sitting there, I grip the edge of the tub, something in my chest feeling like it's splintering apart as he struggles for air with his head bowed. He blurs in front of me as my eyes fill with tears. It's not going to be easy to leave them. I swallow. A feeling, not a place. Loving them has made something inside me wake up, and I don't want to go back to being who I was. I might wish this change could have happened differently, but some of us don't learn from the heat. We need the fire. Reaching out, I glide my hands down his back and bend over, wrapping my arms around him. I squeeze my eyes shut, savoring this. But just then, I hear heavy footfalls run up the stairs, and a shadow falls across the bathroom.
What the fuck happened?
Someone yells. I pop my eyes open. Jake. I sniffle, drying my eyes as I sit up, but avoid his gaze as he looms at the door. Caleb rises and backs away from me. What the hell is Jake doing back already? What do I tell him? But he doesn't seem to notice that Caleb and I were embracing. He rushes over.
Jesus Christ.
He takes my arm, gently lifting it up to inspect the bandage, and then diving down to swipe the bloody one off the floor. It's okay, I assure him. He shoots Caleb a glare anyway.
I leave you alone for one night.
Caleb returns the look, and my stomach immediately sinks. God, they look alike when they're angry. But then Caleb quirks a smile, and I'm not sure why, but it pisses Jake off more, and he jerks his head, ordering his son out. Caleb leaves, not sparing me another glance. It's okay, I tell him again, once Caleb is gone. The animals are fine. I'm fine. Jake slams the door and comes over, kneeling down in Caleb's place and unwrapping the bandage to take a look. His cheeks and nose are windburnt, and the scruff on his jaw is a little darker than the hair on his head. A fire started in the middle of the night, I tell him. Thank goodness we woke up. We were able to extinguish it, but I got roughed up when I tried to get Shawnee out of the barn. It wasn't the boy's fault. He tosses the bandage and inspects the stitches.
Jesus Christ, he bites out. God damn them.
They didn't do this, I say. They took care of it, though. He shakes his head, continuing to look at the wound. Rising up, he grabs a washcloth off the shelf and wets it, while also taking the petroleum jelly out of the medicine cabinet. I look up at him, worry coiling its way through my stomach. You're back early? If he'd shown up 10 minutes ago, he would have found me in Caleb's bed. If he'd come back last night, he... It's not something I planned on hiding from him, but I don't want him thinking we reveled in his absence either, or that this was planned.
I got turned around,
he tells me, setting the items down and spilling a couple ibuprofen into his palm and handing them to me.
The snow was just too deep and the wind too strong. I wasn't going to make it another night out there.
He comes down, dropping to one knee, and cleans around the stitches, adding some petroleum jelly as I swallow the pills. I stare at him, his lips a foot away as he dresses my wound.
Something else happened last night, I whisper.
He slows for a moment, but then continues, not looking at me.
After the fire, I go on, with the boys.
I don't blink, and neither does he, as he avoids my gaze. My stomach churns.
Both of them? He asks, looking down to pick up some gauze he dropped on the floor.
I can't say it, though, and he doesn't make me. His lips tighten as he wraps my arm.
Were they good to you?
My eyes water, and I nod. He's not yelling. I'm not sure if I'm hurt that he's not jealous, or thankful he's not disgusted with me. But he is jealous. His hard expression and clipped words tell me that. I open my mouth to explain. I love him, but I don't know. I drop my head. I have no idea how to explain any of this or what I feel with them. It just never feels wrong. That's all I know. It's felt wrong before. Not here, though. Not with them.
Did you finish those college applications yet?
He asks, cutting me off. I blink, falling silent. Huh? College applications. So that's it? He's not going to make this harder? I search for my words, taking the easy way out he's giving me.
What, are you trying to get rid of me?
I tease.
Well, you're no use as a cook anymore with one arm.
I chuckle, relief washing over me as I shake my head. And then I dive in, wrapping my arms around his neck and hugging him. He freezes for a moment, but then relaxes, embracing me back as he pulls us to our feet.
Thank you.
You okay now?
He pulls his head up and looks down at me.
Or do you need help with the shower?
He gestures to the running shower, now hot and filling the bathroom with steam.
I'm okay.
I can wash my hair with one hand, I guess. I scratch my head, overwhelmed. I have no idea what happens with the three of them when I leave this bathroom. But nothing has to happen unless I want it to. There's always that. It can all end now. I strip off my shirt, and he takes my hand, holding me steady as he helps me into the shower. I go to pull the curtain closed, but I meet his eyes, and I can see the look there as he stares back. The one where he's thinking of climbing in with me. But as I watch the temptation play across his eyes, I finally watch as he just sighs, shakes his head, and rolls his eyes, yanking the curtain closed between us. In a moment, the bathroom door opens and slams shut again, and I smile to myself. Thank goodness he made that easy. One thing is for certain, though. Too much of a good thing is dangerous. I'm sleeping alone tonight.
Move the horses into the paddock and start clearing the debris.
Already done, I hear Noah tell his father as I descend the stairs.
I'm raking out the stalls now.
Oh, and Henderson emailed about his order, so just go deal with the new specs and I'll take care of the barn.
I enter the kitchen, seeing Noah pull a small plate out of the microwave as I circle the island toward the sink for some water. He sets the plate down on the counter, his eyes falling to my arm.
Is it okay?
I fill up a glass and nod, tossing him a half smile. It's okay. A little better after my shower and the ibuprofen, actually. The heat cured most of my body aches. He stares down at me, a slight smile playing on his lips, and flutters fill my stomach, making me lose my breath. He did exactly what he said he was going to do last night. He made love to me. He kissed me so much. He kissed me so much last night. My cheeks warm, remembering. He pushes the plate toward me, smirking like he knows exactly what I'm thinking.
Your muffin's warmed.
I cock an eyebrow and grab the muffin off the plate, taking my glass and walking away. I hear his snort behind me. Setting my plate on the island, I take a bite as Noah leaves. The sweet taste makes my mouth water. I ate at dinner last night, but I'm starving like I haven't eaten in days. I look up, seeing Jake's eyebrows furrowed as he stares at the door that Noah just left through.
What's wrong?
Jake blinks, shaking his head.
He's helping, he replies, willingly.
He walks to the coffee pot and pours a cup as I drop my head so he can't see my smile.
And the coffee's already made,
he adds, staring at the pot with a puzzled look. I take another bite. Happy people are more agreeable, I know that much. Noah is responsible today because he's happy today.
Aren't you cold?
I hear Jake ask. I look over, seeing him stare at my bare arm, because I'm wearing a tank top with only one arm inside my sweater. The other side is tucked over my shoulder. The sleeve chafes me. I tuck my hair behind my ear and take another bite. He approaches.
You should stay in bed. You shouldn't be up walking around. We can handle everything.
I don't want to stay in bed. I thought about it, if for no other reason than to catch up on some sleep, but I don't want to be in my room. I don't want to be where they're not. I slow my chewing. It's going to hurt to leave when the snow melts, isn't it? I miss them when I'm not around them. What's it going to be like being in a different state when I don't even want to be in another room without them?
Did you draw these?
Huh? I come back to reality and turn, following his gaze. Both doors of the refrigerator are plastered with my sketches for the redesigns I'm doing on the furniture. I straighten my spine and walk toward the fridge, confused. I thought I threw these away. Wrinkles cover one of the pieces of the butcher paper because it was thrown in the trash and dug out. The other sketches I slid under the couch when I finished working the other day in the living room and wanted them out of the way. Now they're hanging up. It only takes a moment to realize who put them there. I turn my head, seeing Caleb throw a saddle over his shoulder and lead Shawnee back into the stable. I smile to myself.
They're good, Jake says. Can't wait to see the finished product.
I'm not sure how much I'll get done with one arm, but I'm excited to get back in the shop. Jake takes his mug and starts to leave the kitchen, but then he turns and looks at me, suddenly serious.
I don't want you venturing off the property, he tells me. And don't go outside at night, okay?
Why? He's trained me how to deal with wild animals. But he tells me,
the fire started in the loft. There's nothing there that would have caused it.
I stare at him. So, it wasn't electrical or something the boys did? What? And then it hits me. The fire was set on purpose? I thought you said no one could get up here, I say.
No, he shakes his head. I said the roads were closed.
He leaves the room and I gape after him. He's not serious. Someone else could have been here last night. I adjust the spray gun, turning the dial on the gun to a lower setting, and stand back, spraying a light dusting of gold paint over the most pronounced parts of the blue, violet, and green dresser. I graze the perimeter of the top, as well as the legs and the four corners. Turning the gun off, I set it down and pull off my mask and eyewear. The blue and violet melt into each other, and I love how the blue drips into the green. The gold gives it a sheen, and once the handles are back on, I think it'll look amazing. I smile. I like it. Removing the sling Jake had me put my arm in, I look down at the bandage, not seeing any blood seeping through. I don't really need the sling, especially since it was my left arm injured, and I've been doing fine with just my right hand today, but Jake was right. Keeping it immobile helped with the pain. I pop two aspirin with a drink of water and pass Noah and Jake as I walk back into the house. Washing my hands, I look out the window, seeing the snow-drenched branches and needles, a light wind kicking up the powder on the rock cliffs around the barn and stable. From this view, the barn looks fine. I can't see the other side and the whole corner burnt out. Thank goodness most of it is still usable. The boys spent the morning cleaning out the rubble and patching up what they could with the supplies we had on hand before laying down fresh hay. The red light on my phone lights up as I dry my hands and I turn it on to see a missed call from Mirai. I let out a sigh. If I talk to her, what should I lead with? how I was injured by falling debris in a barn fire, or how we were in a police chase, or how I'll be lucky to make it out of here next summer not pregnant. No, I'm not ready to let the world in. I ignore the call, but I catch sight of the date on my phone and do a double take. It's almost December. Christmas. All of a sudden, I glance outside and see the trees that surround us. They look just like Christmas trees. I lean over the sink to check them out. I doubt Jake ever did much decorating when the boys were kids, but I'm sure he put a tree up. He's not a Grinch. And I'm sure he shopped for a tree right in his own backyard. Pushing off the counter, I almost leap to the closet, grabbing my coat, hat, and gloves. I slip everything on quickly, and then kick off my sneakers and slip my feet into my boots. Wrapping my scarf around my neck, I race through the kitchen and into the shop, grabbing a pair of cutters off the tool rack and stepping outside before Jake or Noah can pull their heads out of the bikes to ask me questions. The cold nips at my cheeks and nose, but the clouds are rolling in, promising more snow, and something can't keep the smile off my face. I step through the snow, knee deep as I climb the small incline between the stable and the shop toward the most perfect tree laying ahead. I noticed it months ago, but with the snow on it, it's even more beautiful. It's 15 feet tall and full around the bottom as it grows into a sharp point at the top. Perfect shape for a topper. But I'm not cutting it down, and I won't ask Jake to. No, it would be a shame. I do need some fringe off it, though. It has plenty. Walking up, I curl my toes in the boots against the cold snow that slipped in and bat at the branches, dusting off the snow. I lean in, closing my eyes. The scent of the pine and snow smells like Narnia and Christmas. I can almost smell the wrapping paper. I reach out with my cutters and take one of the twigs attached to a bough. I squeeze the handle, prying the small branch left and right, but it's frozen. The crisp snow falls off a branch and lands on a sliver of my wrist, and I can almost taste the silvery flavor in the air. I pull at the twig, twisting it, but then suddenly someone reaches around me and slices the twig off in one swift motion. I jerk my head, seeing Caleb looking down at me. The hesitance that's usually present in his eyes is gone, replaced with calm. He hands me the twig, and I take it. I wanted to make something for the house, I say quietly. But he doesn't reply, of course. Caleb doesn't care what I'm doing or why. Reaching out, he slices off another twig, the needles spreading their snow all over my boots as he holds the branch out to me. I nod, taking it. I open my mouth to say thank you, but I stop myself. Instead, I meet his eyes and tell him with a small smile. Without waiting for him to walk away, I point to another one, and he reaches around me with both arms, cutting off the twig and laying it in my arms. I reach up, pointing to a higher branch, and he stretches above my head, working his blade again. We move around the tree, picking nice long twigs with dense needles, and I'm not sure how long our little truce will last, but I'm sure it will last longer the more I don't talk. The next branch breaks off, the snow on it sprinkling over me and landing on my eyelashes and nose. A glob lands right on my cheek and I wince, shaking my head and brushing off my face. I smile, but I don't laugh. I don't make any sound. When I look up, Caleb is watching me with an amused tilt to his lips. I take the branch and whip it at him, his head jerking away to avoid the flurries, but I catch his grin. My own falls, a sting hitting the back of my eyes as I stare at him. That's the first time I've seen that, something like happiness on his face. He meets my gaze and I quickly blink away the tears, not sure what the hell is wrong with me. It's only a beautiful smile, because I've never seen it. We move to the next twig, and I instruct him with a nod to cut that one and a few more close by. He lays them in my arms as the wind kicks up and thunder cracks overhead. A shiver runs down my spine. He reaches around me again, his arms circling me as he lays the last twig in my arms, and I stay there, waiting for another branch, but it doesn't come. I close my eyes, feeling a light snowfall hit my cheeks. I want to turn around, and I don't. Caleb scares me. Making love to him, it felt like I'd never wake up. Like I was suspended. I didn't like it, but I loved it. I was lost, but at peace. Drifting. With Noah and Jake, I can see the future. I know what will happen. But with Caleb, there's nothing. I can't see the next 5 minutes because the feelings evolve. He changes me. I'm afraid I'll lose my foothold. I don't want to go back to being who I was. Scared, waiting, unsure. I don't want anyone to have so much power over my emotions again. He just stands there behind me, his warmth making the hair on the back of my neck rise, and I look down at his arms at my side, feeling his head drop into the back of mine. A lump stretches my throat. But I lean back into him all the same, a fire coursing through my blood. This is how he talks to me. His hot breath hits the back of my hair as he slowly pulls my hat off, my hair fluttering across my face as I tense. Then he brings his arm down hard, knocking the twigs out of my hands. My chest caves. The twigs fall to the ground, and I clench my fists, my blood racing. A tornado hits my stomach, and I can't move. Shit. His hands trail down the arms of my black pea coat, his fingers tightening around me, and I only have a moment before he plants his hand on my back and shoves me forward. I gasp, stumbling through the snow. The fear makes my stomach sink a little, but it warms too, making the world spin. I straighten, about to whip around, but he nudges me again, not toward the shop and house, but toward the barn. I throw a glance at the closed shop door. Noah and Jake probably still work quietly inside behind the closed door. He pushes me again, and again until I start walking on my own. Steam billows out of my mouth, my hair falling in my eyes, and I glance behind me to see his gaze locked on me, following my every step. Don't be gentle. Don't let me forget what I am to you. He shoves me again, and I whip around this time, ready to push back, but he charges into me, pushing me up against the barn. This is how he is. A breeze 1 minute, a cyclone the next. He does exactly what he wants. I barely breathe as he hovers over my mouth. Unballing my fingers, he yanks my gloves off and works the buttons of my black pea coat. Gripping the lapels, he yanks me into him, coming from my lips. But I twist my head away. No kissing, not this time. Tightening his fingers, he jerks me into him again, bringing his mouth down, but he only gets within an inch. I hold myself back, shaking my head. No. The heat of his scowl burns my skin. He grabs me by the jaw, and I clench my teeth as he forces my face up, his lips crashing down on mine. His mouth sears in his rage, but I steel myself, keeping my lips closed as I push him away. Ugh! I growl. He stumbles back, and I launch to make my escape, but he grabs me again, one hand on my jacket and the other in my hair, holding me to him as he forces his tongue into my mouth. The wet heat sends a shockwave through me, and my knees buckle. I want to wrap my arms around him. I want to enjoy this, but I twist my face away, his lips sinking into my neck. Caleb, no, I choke out. No kissing. He rips his mouth off me, pushes the door open, and shoves me inside, following me and shutting the door behind us. I slip out of my jacket, the wool rubbing against my stitches as I stumble out of his hold. I suck in a breath at the ache in my arm, but it's forgotten almost immediately. I scurry backward, facing him but unable to look at him. If I look at him, I'll lose it. I want him too much. Just no kissing. I murmur, more to myself than him. Please. You scare me. He stalks toward me, and I throw a worried glance to the door behind him, but it shakes as the wind kicks up and howls outside. and I feel walled in. We're out here alone. He stalks toward me slowly, and I back up, hitting a wooden beam and wincing as I veer around it. I stare at the ground at his feet, seeing his black and blue flannel dropping to the ground, followed by his black t-shirt. But I don't look up as I stop, and he closes the distance between us. Circling my waist, he gently lifts me up and carries me to the wall, setting me down. I shake my head. I don't like him like this. I don't like him gentle. Planting his arm on the wall above my head, he leans in and touches my face. My skin tingles where his fingertips graze, and I have to clench my fists to keep from shivering. Softly, I shake my head again. "Don't be gentle," I whisper. Closing his hand around the back of my neck, he jerks me into him, and I almost smile in relief, until his lips touch my forehead. He presses his mouth to my skin, warmth spreading down my temples and over my cheeks as his thumb caresses my jaw. My mouth falls open, watering for the taste of him. "Caleb," tears fill my eyes. "Please." The heat of his body surrounds me, and anyone else would be freezing in here, but I can't even tell. His lips fall to my temple as he breathes against my skin, and my belly warms, wanting to wrap my arms around him so badly. His nose trails down my cheek, and then he takes my chin, lifting it to force my eyes up, but I keep them down, breathing hard. "Just bend me over. We'll both get off, and then I can get out of here. What is he doing?" He takes my hand and plants it on his bare chest, but I clench my jaw, immediately going for his belt instead. I unfasten his jeans and slip my hand inside, grabbing hold of his cock and rubbing to get him hard. He immediately grabs my wrist, though, and pulls me off him. He plants my hand back on his chest. Heat seeps through my fingers, making the rest of my body break out in chills, hungry for the same warmth. He tilts my chin up again, nudging me harder when I don't raise my eyes, and when he dips in, taking my lips, I plant both hands on his chest, trying to keep him away. "No!" I twist my face to the side, and his hand slams against the wall next to my head in anger. I flinch. He takes my hand again, placing it on his face this time, begging me to touch him, to look at him, to see him. As his lips move across my cheekbones and beg for my mouth, his hot breath desperately searches for mine. "Caleb, no." Finally, he shoves away from me, cold air suddenly rushing between us, and I hear his heavy breathing because I've made him mad again. I finally look up. His glare rips through me, and every muscle on him is tight. He doesn't understand. I look at his father. I look at his brother. I touch them. And last night, I didn't hold back in his bed. But today, I know I can't go there again, and he doesn't get it because he's like a fucking child. Everyone has to accept that he doesn't have to explain himself. Now he knows what it feels like. Grabbing me by the collar, he hauls me over to him, rips my shirt open, and sends the buttons flying as he tears it from my body. I bring my arms up to cover myself in my bra, my stomach clenching as I watch him fist Noah's shirt in his two hands and rip it down the middle, the fabric crying out as he makes sure I can never wear it again. Catching me by the back of the neck, he pushes me over onto the hood of the car under a gray cover, and I don't even have time to get up before he yanks my jeans down, pulling off my boots and socks with them. I growl, pushing myself up, but Noah's ruined shirt hits me in my face, and I only hesitate a moment before I slap him across the cheek. He smiles, the challenge and fury in his eyes as he shoves me back down, yanks me to him at the edge of the hood, and plants a hand between my legs, fisting his fingers and showing me what's his. I gasp, but he moves the hand to my mouth, shutting me up as he yanks my bra down.